Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market. I'm Rich Pasta for Critical Point, 8:37 a.m. Eastern Time, March 6. Okay, so we got a nice wave of selling yesterday. It seemed to be more of the short-term, faster-type traders. I don't think those traders looking for the bigger trends during the year sold much of anything, but they may have actually been acting like some of those faster traders and actually selling something to protect the stocks that they did not want to sell, but they wanted a little bit of protection. So they might have been a little more negative than what I'm picking up, okay? Any rate, they brought it down to about chart support yesterday, and then they started to buy a little going into the close, and overnight the futures are up about 27 now, and I'm a little concerned. Was this just a knee-jerk reaction to the bottom, and they're ready to buy again? And there are some faster traders who do look at larger trends, even weekly charts. And I noticed last night they were discussing a chance, hey, this is probably a buy already. This is the dip. Well, it ought to have been a greater dip than this, a little more time than this, and a little more downside. And I felt like yesterday they're quite determined to get it into that gap created by the NVIDIA explosion that I think was on February 22nd. So it needs to go below that lowest price of those major cash indexes. We've already started doing that in the NASDAQ, actually, dipped into it. The Dow Jones dipped into it, was the first one to do it. And now will the S&P 500 do it, okay? And I got mixed scenarios. One is the NASDAQ can bottom this week and be higher next week. And it bothers me that it could even bottom for that more important level one, that this is our dip for the month here, and the market's just going to go higher the rest of the month. It's not going to pay any attention to inflation, jobs. It's not going to pay any attention to Fed Reserve other than very short term, or maybe a level three pullback on March 20th, but it won't go lower than this week's low. That is one scenario. That is just up and away now into summer, okay? But I should say up into April as one increment. Now, you can come up with a scenario, though, that it can be up into next week and then down in Fed Reserve and lower still than this week. We have to keep that in mind. There is still another scenario. This market's going down into next week, and then maybe it bounces, maybe it doesn't. It might stay down and kind of coast around, chop around into the Fed Reserve meeting. I'm fairly confident by the end of the March, you're going to see them buying. And it's just a matter, can they buy it and push it up by the end of the March enough that we step back and look at a monthly chart and saying it wasn't worth doing anything, being concerned about anything. And that's what I wanted to warn you with that 1995 analog, and a bit like 1924 or 1925. You can get months where those level ones supposed to be the most important sell signal during a year. It was just very brief. It could be sharp, it could be nasty, but it might last just a few days. It's rare to do that, and the market would then snap right back immediately so that a monthly chart, it looked like nothing happened. What are you talking about? Where is it? Okay. We're in that kind of scenario. But at the same time, I feel like there's still that chance this market's probably going lower in the next week, or at least ought to go lower than this week. And that's the best I can tell you. Hopefully we'll have greater insight tomorrow, and then I can show you on the chart so you can better see it. So that's the scenarios that we're looking throughout this month. I don't know how well we're going to work and deal with this, and we just have to remain focused. It's probably going to be higher in April. And then looking farther out, new record highs, but there can be some sizable setbacks along the way. And we're probably going higher for this year, but we'll talk more on that later. So what happened yesterday with level four? Because you noticed I said I think it was going down, but then thought it would bottom before 1 p.m. Eastern time. And then I gave you an alert, I think before 1 p.m., maybe it was just after. I think it was before. And then I noticed after 1 p.m., the model said, oops, you've got some additional groups here who are selling. This is not a level four bottom, and it's getting too late. So there was additional alerts and warnings, but they were the same thing I'd already given you. It was just providing evidence of being on the right track. So yesterday's low, in theory, is not a level four bottom. And so what it means is the market should go all the way back to yesterday's lowest price and even lower, ideally. And it means we're developing a level three downtrend that is at least one leg into that more important bottom, or it is the only down move into that more important bottom due this month. So why are we bouncing then? Well, it looks like it's bouncing a level four top, and I told you that we ought to be bouncing by now. Well, it looks like that part is working. So the dilemma is, if you look at the accuracy of level fours, we can only be about 70 or 80%. So that means 20 to 30% chance it did bottom yesterday, just later than what we could deal with. It was an overreaction and got carried away and missed time by some people. If so, this upswing today might even last into tomorrow, and they might put this market up quite a bit. They might be able to put it up to a trend line I showed you that as of today is probably around 5130s to 5140s. Probably wouldn't be to 5150s till tomorrow, which means they would get it back to near the high of this week. So would that be a sign that we got more important bottoms? Maybe, and we may have to get more bulled up in the rest of the month only to backpedal later. But I'm looking at the possibility that it might still be a bearish signal anyways if it bounced that high in the next day or two. And there is a gap created yesterday where they probably would want to put it back, what, to 5120s, to 5130s to fill the gap, and then maybe they'll sell. I would like to see it not actually fill the gap, that they make an attempt and then it turns down and then they get scared that the market is actually weak, that it couldn't fill the gap. That's what I'd like to see. Now, even if they bounce this back to that trend line, if it turns down from that trend line, that's a type of pattern I discovered many years ago, last point of demand, then later learned Wyckoff analysis called it last point of supply. When it turns down, it could be quite volatile and ugly, but very short-term likely, okay? So those are the things we're watching for the moment. I think the futures market is making a little bit of a mistake moving higher here, and it's creating an upside gap. So now the market's going to be confused. Do we go up and fill yesterday's gap? Do we go down and fill today's gap? And then do we continue lower to fill the gap created off NVIDIA? Or are we going to have some other combination? They may actually fill today's gap, put it up, fill yesterday's gap, then down, okay? They may just put it up and then down. It's just bizarre here how they're going to work with these gaps right now. So I'm a little reluctant here to get bulled up, even though I've seen some famous traders out there who think this was already the buy the dip moment. And they're very fast traders, so they don't particularly care if they're wrong on their longer term trend, and they are bullish. But I just don't know whether to get on board with them right now. On one hand, I wish it'd say, oh, let's buy this. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem like it's enough selling yet for a level one bottom, the most important kind of bottom during a year. It just looks like there ought to be more selling than this. And it just feels like now I was more than willing to say, forget that gap off of NVIDIA, just be bullish, bullish, bullish. But at the same time, realize they're supposed to sell it this month. Now I feel like as of yesterday, they put it low enough. Why not put it down in there and complete that gap? And the NASDAQ has already dipped into the gap. The Dow Jones dipped into a while ago and then dipped again. It's the S&P 500 that's holding up a little better than those other two major indexes. So I think we need to knock this back down, frankly, and I'm going to vote for they're going to buy it a little bit today, but by tomorrow it'll be down. It may even be down towards the end of the day. That would be great. And if it will take out yesterday's low, I think that's a signal they ought to push that a little bit lower. Now, the VIX looks like it could move higher into next week, but it's iffy, all right? It may actually move lower. But if it moves higher in the next week, they'll probably relate to the stock market went down. The interest rates also quite iffy. We're due for a rebound in interest rates. They may wait till closer to March 20th, okay, for the Federal Reserve. Maybe the inflation report mid-month will have something to do that. Maybe the jobs report will have something to do that on Friday. So those are data points we have to watch that can be bullish or bearish or both for intraday trading and all that. But I think ultimately, though, I think I'd like to see the market lower in the next week, even though the NASDAQ is warning that it can bottom this week. The S&P 500, Dow Jones are suggesting it ought to be lower into next week. Which one's right? Which one's going to blink first? And can one evolve to the other? And it looks like the answer is yes. It is chance that the NASDAQ can spill over into next week. That may be a sign we're not going to do much of anything chop around here. It may be a sign that one's just weaker than the other or something like that, which also I think means limited downside. For those of you who are wondering if there's still more selling coming, is this some kind of panic time? The answer is no. Even though we know it can be severe downside on a level one, we know that the high of this month takes away that downside because it's not right. It's not proper for a standard level one decline. And we also know the fundamentals, the growing economy, the excellent jobs are suggesting level one should have very limited downside right now. And we know the 1995 analog suggests that we can be down during the month and up by the end of the month, so that when you look at a monthly chart, you don't even see that level one decline. And yet it's supposed to be the most important drop during a year. Now, I also think we're seeing the buy the dippers. We're at 4,800. They went to 4,900. I think they're up to 5,000. Eventually, they probably will give up and chase after the market and buy it. And that's probably why we're going higher in April. But I just wonder, can they hold fast at 5,000? Can we get some other people to sell here and get a little bit nervous yet and push it down towards that when we get to buy the dippers, okay? So I think we're quite limited to downside. I don't think this market's ready to run for record highs, but it's iffy. I can be off the mark. We may yet see record highs before the Fed March 20th and then see a nice drop March 20th and then record highs by April, okay? So it could get sloppy on me, and I just want you to understand that. And interest rates can go either way. My gut feeling is interest rates ought to be up next week. The VIX ought to be up. The stock market ought to be down. And we ought to see them pulling some money out of some of those breadth and money flow indicators. And they're just taking profits, though. This is not the gung-ho bears. They've been burned so badly in the last 12 to 15 months. This is not them. They need more than higher than this and get things more extreme before they're going to get serious. And billionaire Ray Dalio says his indicators are showing we're really not in bubble territory, but it's kind of heading that way, but just not seeing it, okay? And I've got a few other analysts coming out with some rather interesting ideas here where it looks like everything's going to hang in here. This is a bull market for a while. But I'd like to see this consolidation work out this month. But just keep in mind, probably no major downside. It's probably a buying opportunity when you look out to April on into summer. All right, so level four top is due late today on into early tomorrow. And hopefully they won't bounce it much more than the gap created this week, much more than that trend line I spoke of, and then put it down. In fact, I'd like to see them not even take it that high, frankly. And we do got some gaps to play with because as of this morning, we're probably going to wind up with three gaps to confuse everybody. Which direction are they going to fill those gaps? And it is possible they won't fill the NVIDIA gap any more than they've already done, okay? But I got to hold out for a little more downside here, even if I miss out, okay? Even if I have to backpedal and jump in and out a few times this month, we're just going to have to deal with it. But again, if you don't know what to do, it's a long-term bull market this year, or at least into summer, and I think it's going to be higher in April. I don't see any other influence from outside markets, dollar, or anything to talk about here. I don't have fresh earning news, but the economy is looking good, and now we're going to get a jobs report Friday. That's going to be, to me, it shouldn't really matter, but it could be long-term bullish if it's a strong jobs report, and they might go gung-ho, because I think they're giving up on the idea of worrying about the short term, meaning normally a strong jobs report over the past 12 months was short term bearish, long term bullish. I think it's evolving to nothing but long term bullish. So what are they going to do with it if it's kind of a neutral report? I don't know. And I don't think it's going to be a bearish report of dropping jobs here. And I don't know how they're going to deal with that. So we'll take it one step at a time here. It was a nice little round of selling, but I think it was really just profit-taking. That's all it was. There's no serious bearish fundamental news here to unload some stocks, okay? It's kind of like a little game playing is all that's occurring here, but it could become more important, we think, just because it's a level one, but it's already meeting some of those minimum requirements of those few times when a level one downtrend did not matter, did not work out all that well. And that's probably what we're in. Have a great day. Thank you.